The Kubernetes Book by Nigel Poulton. Nigrar, Introduction to Kubernetes. Hello and welcome to The Kubernetes Book by Nigel Poulton. If you're new to Kubernetes, this book is designed to get you up and running quickly, even if you have no prior knowledge of the subject. Tabrigan. Where did Kubernetes come from? Kubernetes originated from Google, where it was used to manage large-scale containerized applications. The name Kubernetes comes from the Greek word for helmsman, or pilot, reflecting its role in steering and managing your containerized applications. Tarashawan, Kubernetes versus Docker Swarm. While Docker Swarm is another popular container orchestration tool, Kubernetes offers more advanced features and scalability. Kubernetes is not just about running containers. It's about managing the entire lifecycle of your applications, including deployment, scaling, and self-healing. Dobryuraka, Kubernetes Principles of Operations. The master and nodes. At the heart of Kubernetes is the concept of the master and nodes. The master, also known as the control plane, is responsible for scheduling, monitoring, and implementing changes across the cluster. It manages the nodes, which are the machines that run your containers. Tumuryur. Services in the master and nodes. The master runs critical services such as the API server, scheduler, and controller manager. The nodes, on the other hand, run services like the Kubelet and KubiProxy. Understanding these roles is crucial for managing your Kubernetes cluster effectively. Chukwurs. Example: master and node interaction. Imagine you want to deploy a new application. You send the deployment request to the API server on the master. The scheduler then decides which node to run the application on, and the controller manager ensures that the desired state is achieved. This interaction highlights the coordinated effort between the master and nodes. Tershart, installing Kubernetes. Various installation methods. Installing Kubernetes can be done in several ways depending on your environment. You can use Docker Desktop for a local setup, Minikube for a single node cluster, Google Kubernetes Engine, GKE, for a cloud-based solution, or tools like KubeIDM and COPS for more customized installations on platforms like AWS. Nakubshakar. Example: installing with Minikube is a great way to get started with Kubernetes locally. You simply install Minikube on your machine, start the cluster, and you're ready to deploy your first application. This method is ideal for testing and learning without the need for a full-scale production environment. Wunarmarash, working with pods. Pod theory and practice. In Kubernetes, the atomic unit of deployment is the pod. A pod can contain one or more containers and is the basic execution unit. Understanding the anatomy of a pod, its life cycle, and how it differs from a container is essential. Dabrashabur. Example: creating a pod. To create a pod, you define a YAML or JSON file that specifies the containers and their configurations. For instance, you might create a pod that runs a web server and a database container. Once you apply this configuration, Kubernetes will ensure that the pod is created and running according to your specifications. Dabrashurma, Kubernetes deployments. Deployment theory and practice. Deployments in Kubernetes allow you to manage the rollout of new versions of your application. You can perform rolling updates, rollbacks, and even scale your application as needed. The concept of a desired state versus a current state is key here, as Kubernetes continuously works to match the current state with the desired state. Dorayur. Example: rolling update. Imagine you have a web application and you want to update it to a new version. With a Kubernetes deployment, you can specify a rolling update strategy that ensures minimal downtime. Kubernetes will gradually replace the old version with the new one, monitoring the health of the new pods and rolling back if anything goes wrong. During Kubernetes services. Networking services. Kubernetes services provide a way to access your applications from inside or outside the cluster. There are several types of services, including cluster IP, node port, and load balancer. Each type serves a different purpose, such as exposing your application within the cluster or to external users. Example, using a load balancer service. If you want to expose your web application to the outside world, you can create a load balancer service. This service will allocate an external IP address that can be used to access your application from outside the cluster. This is particularly useful in production environments where external access is required. Dervishakar, Kubernetes storage, Dharanash, Abranahan. Persistent volumes and claims. Kubernetes provides a powerful storage subsystem to manage data persistence. Persistent volumes, PVs, and persistent volume claims, PVCs, are used to ensure that data is retained even if a pod is deleted or moved. Understanding the difference between PVs and PVCs is crucial for managing stateful applications. Example, using persistent volumes. Imagine you have a database application that needs to persist data. You can create a persistent volume that allocates storage and then create a persistent volume claim to request that storage. When your pod is created, it can use the PVC to access the PV, ensuring that your data is safe and accessible. Chakunar, other important Kubernetes concepts, daemon sets, stateful sets, jobs, and cron jobs. Kubernetes offers several other important concepts that help you manage different types of workloads. Daemon sets ensure that a specific pod runs on each node. Stateful sets manage stateful applications. Jobs run batch processes, and cron jobs run periodic tasks. Example, using a daemon set. If you need to run a monitoring agent on every node in your cluster, you can use a daemon set. This ensures that the agent is always running on each node, providing consistent monitoring across your cluster. Threat modeling and security. Security considerations. Security is a critical aspect of managing a Kubernetes cluster. The STRIDE model helps you identify potential threats, and securing communications with the API server, pod communication, and protecting cluster data are all essential steps. Example, securing pod communication. To secure pod communication, you can use network policies to control traffic flow within your cluster. This ensures that only authorized pods can communicate with each other, enhancing the security of your applications. Real-world Kubernetes. Security. Best practices in real-world scenarios. In real-world scenarios, security best practices such as using secure images, managing secrets, and implementing role-based access control, RBAC, are crucial. Understanding how to apply these practices in your Kubernetes environment is vital for maintaining security. Example, image-related best practices using trusted and secure images is a best practice in Kubernetes. You should always pull images from trusted repositories and ensure that they are scanned for vulnerabilities. This helps prevent malicious code from being introduced into your cluster. What next? Practice makes perfect. Additional resources and practice learning Kubernetes is an ongoing process. It's important to practice what you've learned and to continue learning from a wide range of resources, including books, videos, and online courses. Example, hands-on practice. To reinforce your learning, try building a Kubernetes cluster, containerizing an application, deploying it to Kubernetes, breaking the application to see self-healing in action, scaling the application, and performing a rolling update. These hands-on exercises will solidify your understanding of Kubernetes concepts. By following these steps and examples, you'll be well on your way to mastering Kubernetes and deploying robust, scalable applications in the real world. Remember, practice is key, so keep experimenting and learning to become proficient in Kubernetes.